country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we sure can. This is your country folk up in northern North Dakota. Getting ready for the total eclipse, and we'll have a fine show tonight. We'll even lead off with a Donald Trump clip that he just put up on. I can't believe it. Let me see whether Donald Trump actually put this up himself. Did he put this up? I mean, if Donald Trump put this up, oh my gosh, he did. You're kidding me. He put it up. Okay. So 22 hours ago, Donald Trump put up a clip that it's all visual. So you won't, but I'll tell you what it is. It's pretty simple. It's a spoof where Donald Trump and Melania really were walking out on the balcony of the White House, you know, back when we had our president. But somehow, either with Photoshop or some way, they put cardboard solar glasses on them. So they're standing out there looking up at the sun. And and they're looking at the eclipse. Of course, they're imagining, you know, anyway, they're looking at the eclipse. And then as you look at the eclipse, words in the black disk of the moon in front of the sun, you start to see a big giant word appearing in the moon. And it's the initials FJB, but it's the whole word, FJB. And Donald Trump put it up. I mean, wow. I mean, tell us what you really think, Mr. President. FJB. And then Melania comments on the thing. They have they have their thoughts and their thought, whatever their caption of their statements. She says something like, "All right," or "You're right, Donald." But anyway, oh my goodness. We'll come back to that. I'm going to play it for you. This is something different. You'll recognize immediately.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening.
This is a live performance.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit. all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Nice high tenor behind her. Bonnie Tyler.
Falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Wow. Wow. What year was that? 1984? Wow. Hey, we used to know how to write songs. Nice. Anyway, God, I love her. I love her. I don't know much about Bonnie Tyler. And, I'll come back to that, but I want to stay with the president and the total eclipse of the heart. where did she get that excellent sound of her speech? Where was she born? Oh, a Welsh singer. Yes. Oh, the Welshman can sing, let me tell you. If anybody in the world can sing, it's the Welsh. So that's where that sound comes from. Wales. Boy, does she wail on that song. The lead single, Total Eclipse of the Heart, from her 1983 United Kingdom chart-topping album, Faster Than the Speed of Light. And how old is she now? Oh, my gosh. Children, she's 72 years old. Oh, no, it's even more special than that. She was born on my birthday. In 1951, I was 3 years old. I was sitting in a cradle or something, a three-year-old, whatever a three-year-old does. My parents at that time lived in Rochester, New York, where my dad took his first job. Son of a gun is the head of design for Stromberg Carlson Radio and TV. June 8th, 1951, in Neath, Wales. And she's 72 years old. I'm 75. Son of a gun. Her father was a coal miner and served in World War II. Nice. Woo-wee. Grew up with three sisters and two brothers. Okay. All right. I'll come back to that. I'm going to be reading about Bonnie Tyler. But now let's go back to the president. He's 77 years old. He wasn't born on June 8th. I think he was born in July. But here he is. I'm gonna narrate this clip for you. So here it is. It's only 1 minute, 29 seconds. So here I do. This is the president. He put this up. Okay, here comes the clip. Okay. So wait, here we go.
I wish I were debating him. No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
Now, this video the president put up, I mean, this is so choice. Obviously, I don't think he made this video, but he put it up. That's what counts. He has clips here of all the demon rat communists advocating violent revolution. All of them. I mean, their projection of who they are is so complete. Oh, yeah. The January 6th rioters. Right. This was an insurrection where, of course, the rioters forgot to bring any riot things like weapons.
Maybe there will be. That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
They're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest.
This is, now this one's Rashida Tlaib. Oh, what a winner Rashida Tlaib is. In this shot, she has no hair on her head. She's as bald as an egg.
The streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
That was Madonna there. Oh, what a looker she is, Madonna. Seen her lately?
I were debating him. No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
Okay, so that was, that the president just put that up. But now here's another one. This is the one I was referring to. Let me find it here. There's some winners that he put up today. I mean some winners. And let me find the winner. Among the many winners, let me find the one that I'm... This is the president watching the total eclipse. And what the heck happened to it? Come on. There's so many posts. It's wonderful, but it's difficult, too, because you can't find... You can't find the one you're looking for because there are hundreds. I'm going to try. I'll give up in a second here, and then I'll just tell you what it is. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, the president's out on the balcony with Melania. They're watching the eclipse. And... It doesn't look as if the president put this up, actually. I saw it on somebody else's site. But in the middle of the eclipse against the black disk of the moon, it says FJB, spelled out. Anyway, I love it. I was thinking the president had put that up. I don't know, that would not be a good idea for, that would not be presidential enough. All right, let's find another winner from the president here. A great picture of the president with Mike Lindell and his wife. And what a hero Mike Lindell is of MyPillow. I just got in a delivery, free delivery, which is why Mike Lindell is giving to all of us patriots. I got free delivery on two more MyPillows. And this time I got the little mini pillows that you can put in your back on a chair or sit on them or just... You know, carry them with you, take them in your car, mini pillows. And I got his pillowcases, the Statue of Liberty portrayed in front of the first page of our Constitution, We the People. Beautiful, beautiful, from Mike Lindell, who apparently, I saw him in appearance on Steve Bannon, and he said, I've sold so far 84 million MyPillows. Wow. And by the way, I'm wearing right now some MyPillow, my slippers. They're not slippers, they're moccasins. And I've ordered, I think, about four different moccasins of two different varieties. They are incredible. And they're all leather. The sole is not, of course. But the upper is all leather. They're so real. They're so well made. And what else do I have from MyPillow? I have a bunch of things from MyPillow. And Mike Lindell has plowed tens, scores of millions of dollars into our cause, folks. All right. And he's keeping his staff working in Minnesota strictly on your orders, because the big boxes have thrown all his products out, even though he had the best selling product in big box stores. They were making oodles of money just to be disgustingly politically correct. They threw Mike Lindell off their shelves. I got a couple of my pillows, yeah, actually in a big box before they just threw them all out. I wonder what they did. I wonder what they did with all their inventory. Just pack it up and ship it back to Minnesota. Probably put the squeeze on Mike Lindell and demanded their money back. Some dumbass thing like that. But it hasn't worked. Mike Lindell is like Donald Trump. He's not going away. All right, now here's a post put up by the president. Trump, he put this up 5 hours ago. Trump dominates Biden in new national poll. Now, you want some good news tonight as you're getting ready for the total eclipse? Oh, that Bonnie Tyler. I hope she's doing well. This is a Rasmussen poll taken as recently as April 2nd. Here we are on April 5th. So this is fresh, boys and girls. The Rasmussen poll, Trump nationally, 49% would vote for him. 49%. Biden, are you ready for this? 41. 49-41. Folks, that's talking about a total eclipse. That's lights out. All right, we've got Anthony in Tucson. Anthony, are you there? Come in, Anthony.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine. What's on your mind?
I wanted to raise some issues that if the American people know, if they understood the Constitution of the United States, what they're doing with the what they call lawfare against Donald Trump. The Constitution says that no state is to make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of a debt. And the Antichrist Jewish lobby who controls New York fined Donald Trump $450 million, I believe.
Okay,
it was.
Now, Anthony, let me interrupt you right there, because you right there, and I don't even know if you're aware of what you're doing. You went off the rails there. That's why I have to interrupt you. Here's a video I want you to watch. It's on YouTube. Let me find it for you. Let me find it for you. I'm going to go to you. Do you watch YouTube sometimes?
Yes, once in a while, because I know who runs it. And who,
there we go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, let's see. I'm going to search for this.
I'm 95 years old, so I write slow.
That's okay. Okay, let me just see if it comes up here. I saw it last night, and yeah, this is let me see. No, that's not. This is not the one. Let me see. Maybe YouTube has censored this one out. It's such a good video. Okay, let's
same
try.
People.
Wait. Hang on. Let me find it.
My son-in-law built Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Let me see if I can't find it for you. Now, YouTube, of course, is censoring like crazy. So this video that I'm sure it's gone viral. I'm sure it's gone viral. But YouTube has suppressed it. Hang with me. Stay with me, Anthony. I'll look during the break. We'll be right back.
Speed fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
And then kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time
good
fella.
Good time fella.
I ain't black and I ain't
I'm back.
A white boy looking
and,
for a place to do my
talking with
thing.
Anthony in Tucson. Anthony, I didn't find the video I wanted to show you, but I'll just make the point here in a different way. And this, I'm just actually referencing where you went off the rails. First, let me ask you a question here, and I respect you, respect your age. Who, in your opinion or in your information, who is the most popular man in the nation of Israel?
We would try to say it was Netanyahu, who's leading the Jewish people who don't know they're Israelites into total destruction.
Okay, well, Netanyahu isn't even close. He is popular among part of Israel, but not that much. I'll answer my own question. Sorry to, the most popular man, everybody agrees, every poll shows it to be true, the most popular man in Israel among Jews is Donald J. Trump. And the video I wanted to show you was of a Jewish wedding in Brooklyn that I just saw, in which Jews at this Jewish wedding are dancing at a typical Jewish wedding. What's different is They're carrying Donald Trump signs, and they're carrying a picture of Donald Trump as they're dancing around. He's that popular. He has now appeared at a Jewish wedding and celebrated at a Jewish wedding. He is, and the point is this, Anthony, there's a reason Donald Trump's the most popular man in Israel. It's because he, more than any other American ever, has supported the survival of the nation of Israel, which is a real nation with real people living in it. They raise children who go to schools that get raided by Hamas terrorists who just recently burned alive their babies, beheaded their babies. That really happened. And all over America's college campuses, we have Looney Tunes who hate Israel, who hate all Jews, celebrating the burning and beheading of Jewish babies, which occurred on, was it October 7th? It's mind-boggling. Israel is a real nation, and the Jews claim, forget all your theory about who are the real Jews, okay? That's such a dead end, okay? Who are the real Jews? The real Jews are the ones who call themselves Jews and who, you know, go to synagogue, you know, on Saturday. The that nation is a real nation, and America has supported it since it was born, in the same year I was born, 1948. Harry Truman supported the creation of the State of Israel. But the claim, what is the claim of Jews? Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there are a lot of rhetorical questions here, and I don't mean to set you up with trick questions. But what do you, what in your mind, you know, imagine yourself a Jew. What would be your claim to the land of Israel? What would be your, why would you think that belongs to Jews? Why would you think that?
You're not letting me give you the information. And
I know you
want
to. I know the information. I already know the information you want to give me.
No,
and
I don't
want it, no, my radio show. I don't want my radio show to be an outlet for. I know that information, but I'm here I'll answer my own question. I know I'm not letting you answer. I'm going to answer for you because you don't want to answer. Okay, if you were Jewish, you might have been born Jewish, Anthony. Okay, you might have been. Okay, you didn't have much control over that. Okay, if you were, you would say, hey, you know, let's see. Whole lot of Christians in the United States, whole lot of them. And they all believe in a book called, the Bible. And let's see, where does the Bible action take place? Where is the Sea of Galilee? Where is Bethlehem? Where is Jerusalem? Okay. It's Israel, and the people in that book are the Jews, and that's where they live. That's their nation. Now, they were driven out of Israel by the Romans. Nice guys, those Romans. And did that land remain their birthright, their heritage? I think it's a very defensible case that it did. And they wanted a nation, Anthony. They didn't have a nation anywhere in the world. They were scattered around the world. And 1948, they said, you know what? We're going home. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt
USA. So, Anthony, are you still there with me?
Oh, yes, I am, but you never let me talk to you about the thing that could save
I'm giving you kind of a rough time here, Anthony. But the thing is, you made an allusion to the Jews who control, you know, finance, the world, whatever they control. Let me ask you this. The Jews who control the world, okay, they must be a lot richer than, you know, the rest of us, right?
Oh, yes, fabulously.
Okay, so let me just run a number. Let me run a number by you and see how you react to that. Okay, would you say the Jews are far more wealthy than, let's say, typical European people, the Danes of Denmark?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me run you the numbers here. Here are the numbers, correct?
No, I called to save Donald Trump. I didn't want to defend
Okay, well,
role.
I'm glad you want to save him. I'm glad you want to save him. But let me just give you this piece of data here, because a lot of people think Jews are rolling in money. They control the world with their vast sums of money, okay?
George
now, of course, there are some billionaire Jews, but, there are plenty
Soros.
Of billion. Yeah, yes, yeah. Well, I can name a few billionaires, like my own cousin, Warren Buffett. He's a lot richer than George Soros, a lot richer than George Soros. And he owns Berkshire Hathaway. But now, wait, hang on a second. Here's a number for you to contemplate, okay? The gross domestic product per capita in Israel of the average Israeli is $54,000 per year.
You don't have no right to that.
Okay, but now guess what the average per capita is in Denmark? 74,000. The Danes are immensely more, and the Danes are not like, super wealthy people. They are much richer than the Israelis. And I just picked Denmark because it's population of 6 million, which is pretty close to the Jewish population in Israel of 9, or the whole population of 9 million. Let me run another one by you. Yeah, let me run another number by you. The wealthiest and the freest Palestinians in the world? Where do they live?
It doesn't matter. I'm trying to save your president.
All right. Well, let me. I highly doubt that whatever you're coming from your premise, is going to help Donald Trump. I can imagine that it would actually very significantly hurt him.
It has to be like a book. It has to be open. People take time, they listen to your commercials, and I believe that's the only thing why you even have these shows, is so you could sell your products. You do not want to listen to the truth, and when it's given to you, you laugh about it.
Okay, but hang on. I'm going to take advantage of you one last time here, Anthony, and I am doing that. I this is my show and not your show.
I took the time to listen to talk to you.
And I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate it. But let me give you another. I'll tell you who the freest Palestinian Arabs in the world are. By far. Nobody else even close. The freest and the wealthiest and the happiest Arab Palestinian Muslims in the world live inside of the nation of Israel. They comprise 21% of the population of Israel. And they are by far the freest and happiest of any Arab Palestinians or Muslims in the world. They have homes, jobs, they sit in the Knesset, Parliament of Israel. They participate in Israel's free elections. They participate in Israel's free speech, press, you mentioned Netanyahu as being popular in Israel. Oh, there are so many Israelis that hate Benjamin Netanyahu. It's the liveliest political discussion in the world, I am told. I've never been to Israel. Many Christians, American Christians, have made pilgrimages to Israel, some of them many times. But there's Donald Trump there's a reason he's the most popular. This is an interesting fact. We need facts. He's the most popular man in Israel. And let me translate that to America. He's not running for the president of Israel. If he were, he could get elected. But he's running for the presidency of the United States. And guess what? The United States is what kind of a country? It's a Christian country. And the people who make up the MAGA movement are overwhelmingly devout Christians, both Protestant and Catholic, and Orthodox Christians. And they all read the Bible, they all read about the Jews, they all recognize that there was a gentleman that they highly respect by the name of Jesus, who's a Jew. So people that want to, take shots at the Jews, immediately strike out with all those Christians, not all of them, but with the overwhelming, and in politics, you're dealing with a larger number. You're not dealing, in politics, you're not dealing with little tiny groups of people. And you can't strike out with the bulk of the American people, not by slamming the Jews. Can't do it. And by the way, this will make you uncomfortable, Anthony. The people who are slamming the Jews now are Democrats. It's Democrat, violent Democrats on all the American college campuses who are slamming Israel, slamming the Jews, and advocating violence against Jews, and who don't have a problem with Hamas and their beheading of babies. Anyway, so Anthony, thank you for calling, and I'm glad you want to help Trump. Thank you very much for wanting to help Trump. I don't know exactly how the line that you were mentioning could do that. All right. So Anthony's gone, and but that was interesting. So the let's take a look over here, see what the president is doing. And by the way, one of the things you see, and you know, all of us have experienced this. Everybody, of course. Come on, who lives in a cave? Okay, we've all experienced people who just they can't get off their dislike of Jews. They can't shake it. Well, you know, you have to face it. You have to look at it. What is it? And we're right now in the battle for the life of America. Upon the November 5th vote of 2024, it will depend the future of Western civilization, which includes those very same Jews. And here's a neat thing that's happened. A lot of Jews, especially the smartest Jews and the best, have awakened to the fact that their future is connected, directly tied to the MAGA movement. And they are part of the MAGA movement. And I refer you, I don't know what you're reading or listening to now, Anthony, but I recommend that you look up somebody called Wayne Allen Root, one of the best radio TV shows in the world. Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T. Look up Stephen Miller, the best speechwriter in the world. He was Donald Trump's speechwriter and will continue to be and will be in the future. Stephen Miller went to Santa Monica High School, near and dear to me. Look up Mark Levin, one of the sharpest attorneys walking the face of the earth. He has a great show. Oddly enough, it's on Fox. But I think Mark Levin's too much of a force to be reckoned with for Fox to try to throw him off. Watch those three and many others like them who are Jews, and they are integral to the Donald Trump MAGA movement. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay. Now let's go to, but I respect my elders. 94 years old. Well done. I'm just a baby at 75. Just about a month away from being 76. And I was delighted to find out just moments ago, where is it? Where is it? Where did she go? Where did she go? Oh my goodness. Here, let's just go a little bit later in the video. She shares my birthday. I love her. Total eclipse of the heart. She's now 72 years old. How does that happen? How do we young people get old? Not fair. I protest. Here she comes. love her. And she's a Welsh woman. Aye, she's a Welsh woman. And I guess that's my Scottish version of that. Who's the other? How can I forget his name? But what a incredible, raspy, beautiful voice. And come on, Jamie, what's the? I'll look it up here. I'm embarrassing myself. But there's so many great singers from Wales. What is it about the Welsh that they are such good singers? And if you want to give yourself a treat, listen to a singing by a Welsh choir of the Welsh national anthem. Tears will come to your eyes. And hear it played, sung in a great Welsh church, cathedral, or abbey. All right, let's go back to Donald Trump here, fellow Scotsman, and see what he's posting here for us today. It's just. Well, here's one. Okay, I'll bet a dollar to a donut. This is a nice Jewish boy right here. Let me see where he is. Tom. Now, this is a guy we've read on the show before, and I've admired. I have no idea what his religious persuasion is, but his name, Tom Klingenstein, could be a good German, Christian German. Could be a Jewish, though. Klingenstein, good chance. Well, here's what he has to say. I'm not going to resolve the question, but now that Klingenstein says this, now that former President Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, it's time for Republicans, including those who doubt him or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. Now, by the way, who put this post up? Tom Klingenstein wrote it. I'm sure he's a great guy, but who's ever heard of him? Who put it up? Donald Trump put this up. That's why millions of people are reading it. We are in a war, fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. I call our enemy the woke regime, or the group quota regime. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. Could be said more eloquently. But we do not have a commander-in-chief. You can't win a war without one. Let that sink in. We shouldn't much care whether our commander-in-chief is a real conservative, whether he's a role model for children, or says lots of silly things, or whether he is modest or dignified. What we should care about is whether he knows we are in a war, knows who the enemy is, and knows how to win. Trump does. His policies are important, but not as important as the rest of him. Trump grasps the essential things. He understands that the group quota regime is evil and will not stop until it destroys America. He is a fighter, bold, brave, and decisive, who has confidence in himself and his country. Trump never apologizes for America. He rightly believes America is the greatest country in history. Trump says, in effect, we have our culture. It's exceptional. And that's the way we want to keep it. And we won't keep it if we usher in millions of immigrants with cultures different from our own, unquote. Trump knows his job is to protect Americans, and just Americans. Protect them not just from enemies abroad, but from the woke globalists within. He knows that America does not need more diversity. It needs more cohesion. The woke radicals tell the Trump voters, that's you out there, they are a threat to democracy. Think about that. They're saying, you Trumpsters are a threat to democracy. The woke radicals also tell us ad nauseum that America is systemically racist. Trump knows this is deadly nonsense, and he says so. This charge of systemic racism bounces off Trump because he has no white guilt, or any guilt for that matter. Trump tells his supporters what they already know. Oh, I like that. They are not racist, and they do not have white privilege. The woke radicals shut up those who disagree. Trump will not be shut up. If they manage to put him in jail, he will still roar like a lion. I like this guy. Tom Klingenstein. This is beautiful writing. I mean, you know, I'm a writer myself, and I'll tell you what, this makes me green with envy. The woke radicals have the moral arrogance. I guess we're all writers. The woke radicals have the moral arrogance of fanatics. Trump, God bless him, knows we are all sinners. Trump rejects the utopian fanaticism of the woke radicals. He is a businessman who takes the world on its own terms and navigates by facts and common sense. Trump's base knows firsthand the America that Trump wants to recover. Yeah, that's right, folks. People like me, I remember it. I was born in it. They love him, and they know he loves them. They will fight for him because they know he will fight for them. Wow. I mean, this is incredible. This natural appeal has created, I'm skipping a little, has created everyday patriotic Americans into an army. We're an army, aren't we? We cannot stop the left's revolution and retake the nation without these men and women. Unlike most conservatives, they will actually fight for America. But they follow Trump. Without him, they stay home. With him, they are united and determined. And this is beautiful. I haven't read anybody else who's written this quite like this. At his rallies, his audience invariably breaks into chants of USA, USA. In these moments, Trump and his audience mutually pledge to each other their fidelity and their sacred honor. That's what's going on, isn't it? They're not just chanting for nothing. His enemies hate him with an indescribable fierceness. Another Hitler, they say. Elect him and he will be a dictator. We should take this hysteria as reason for hope. The America haters rightly fear that he and his party are on the threshold of a successful counter-revolution. Thank you for pointing that out, Klingenstein. It's a counter-revolution, isn't it? Trump hates his enemies every bit as much as they hate him. His enemies are America's enemies. Okay, now, folks, this is such good prose. I'm just happy to make this the heart of this show. This is so beautiful. Tom Klingenstein. I'm going to write that name down. Tom Klingenstein. And, whatever he is, I'll let you know what I find out. Trump is the most towering figure of our time. He has changed politics, not just in America, but in the West. If we are to take back America, we need someone who is unmovable, who has proven that he can stand up against the immensely powerful army of woke modernity that will attack him with all its might. Someone who will go after the deep state without pity or compassion, and someone who has the conviction that America is still the last best hope of Earth. That someone is Trump. Oh, God. Okay, I think I can finish it. I'll finish it. Trump, the politician, came out of the blue, an unconventional commander against an unconventional enemy, almost inconceivable as president at any other time. Trump fits this turbulent moment to a T. Is it too much to wonder whether the appearance of this most unconventional man is providential? Lincoln spoke of Americans as the almost chosen people. Trump gives us hope that the God who has never forsaken his almost chosen people will not do so now. Thank you. Signed, Tom Klingenstein. Whoa. I'm going to end on that. Anything I say beyond that eloquence is anticlimactic. I might just take this last moment here. Maybe there's an article on Tom Klingenstein. I really want to know who this guy is. What a genius. And how right he is. He's been the chairman of the board of... Oh. has been the chairman of the board of trustees since approximately 2010 of Hillsdale College or Claremont Institute. Either one, those are both very distinguished. I'll look it up. They don't have an article dedicated on Tom Klingenstein, but I'll look around for him. Oh, yes, Tom Klingenstein has been the chairman of the board of trustees of the Claremont Institute. And the Claremont Institute was an early supporter of Donald Trump. The Claremont Institute is not, by the way, don't confuse that with Claremont College. It's located at Claremont College, but it is not the college. And there it is. There's no article on Thomas D. Klingenstein. So I'll research him further. And we'll be back together. This is Friday, so we won't meet up again until Monday. And I don't think any Trump event, any mega rally is scheduled for this weekend. Let me look very quickly in our waning moments here. Events, scheduled events. Oh, there is one scheduled. But this is on Saturday, April 13th in, it says Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. I've never heard of it. But that's at 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th. So look forward to that. Pennsylvania, very, very, very key. And that rally, by the way, will be in the Schnecksville Fire Hall. I like that. That's very populist. Hey, you lucky people that can get to that event, do it. We'll see you on Monday here in the Trump Clubhouse with the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.